Well, in our last class, we were looking at Azariah or Uzziah, whichever you want to call him. We saw that Kings uses the term Azariah and Chronicles uses Uzziah. So whichever king you want to, or whichever name you want to use. I'm going to use Uzziah. So we know that Uzziah was the king in Judah. And we looked at the details that showed about him in Chronicles. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, 2 Chronicles 26, in verse 5, 2 Chronicles 26, 5, we see at the end of that verse, it said that as long as he sought the Lord, God prospered him. So we see that God prospered him, God helped him. God helped him against a bunch of these nations. But then we also see a problem that developed, an issue that developed. And that issue was pride. So we just said the Lord blessed him. Now how he chose to act towards these things or these blessings, or because of these blessings, if you will, that was his choice. That's how he handled things. So just a question for something for us to think about. Because we see here this was from these blessings, he allowed it to create pride. What if he had a heart of humility? What if he was humble and he looked at things in that way? Would he have had this issue? Would there have been something else said here? So something to consider. And while we're in chapter 26 of 2 Chronicles, let's look at verse 16. 16, yes, ma'am. 2 Chronicles 26:16. It says, "But when he became strong, his heart was so proud that he acted corruptly, and he was unfaithful to the Lord his God, for he entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense." And depending on what version you're reading, if you're reading American Standard Version or the King James or the New King James, instead of proud, it might have said something to the extent of lifted up. So is that what it said? Lifted up. Okay. So, you know, it said that. And also, your footnotes, and if you're doing the New American Standard, it's going to have a footnote. Does anybody have that footnote? Okay, what's it say, Keith?
It said lift it up.
I know I'm going to do what somebody else says. What's it say before the lift it up? Literally.
Okay.
Right. Well, no. But it's the idea that literally... this lifted up. So, sorry, Keith. Keith's a good sport. He doesn't mind. So, this idea of lifted up. So, what kind of idea is that trying to give off? We already said that the Lord gave him these blessings, but then he's proud or he's lifted up. So, who's doing the lifting? Himself. And that's the idea of this pride. So he's self-exalted. And so he allows himself to become prideful because of these things. So that's what he allowed this pride to he allowed these things to cause his pride. It's not that you wouldn't say that the Lord caused it. I mean, the Lord blessed him, yes. But the choice was his from that point. So he could, that's why I brought up the idea of what if he was humble or had humility. But he was prideful, and then we go on to see what is the outcome because of that. Because this just gets worse, and then we'll see what God does about it. I hear something. Yes, ma'am. To his destruction. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And as we go a little further, we're going to see what that destruction is. Because we see here that it's made it very clear that as long as he was doing what the Lord wanted him to do, that the Lord prospered him. And so the Lord was blessing him. But then something changes, and that has to do with his heart and his will. So after that change, then we see what the Lord's going to do. And like Aunt Susan just said, that it's to his destruction, and we're going to see that. We're going to see that for sure. Any other comments or thoughts? Yes. Yes, ma'am. And good point Linda brought up. I mean, just in case I wasn't clear on some of my point here, Linda brings up a good point. He wasn't always that way. You know, he was seeking God, but then it got to a point, like we saw, that as long as he was seeking God, God prospered him. But then all of those things after being prospered, after a while, then it becomes a thing of, it says he exalted himself. So it's maybe, well, I've done these things. So it's the way that we look at things. And this is, like Linda said, this is something that can happen to us, so we need to be careful. You know, just because we're serving the Lord or we're doing things right doesn't mean that it will always be that way. Because if we think that, then That's a problem right there. We need to recognize that these type of things can happen to any of us, but we need to guard ourselves. And yes, sir.
What about adoration? What difference does it make who offers the incense? Whether it's Uzziah or one of the sons of Aaron, all of the things done in God's worship. In a parallel incident, back in the Exodus, number 16, to even Egypt, there were 4 days in the fire rebelled. There's a statement that was made by Moses. He said, they will find out the one that he will choose. So when God makes a choice, that's what makes the difference.
Yes, sir.
We talk about specific and generic authority. God specifies who was to do it. Nobody else had authority when God makes the choice. So it's a lesson back here in Numbers, it's a lesson again here, of course, respect authority when God has made a choice as to how something is done or who is to do it.
Yes, sir. That's a good point, Steve, because we see that, don't we? People, they want to say that they're serving the Lord, but it depends on are you doing what is authorized, what you're supposed to be doing. And we're going to see, as we go a little bit further, we're going to see this idea, like Steve's bringing up, that because what we're starting to see here, what he's about to do, he doesn't have the right to do. It's not for him, and the priests are even going to say that. So, good point, Steve. That's Let's see here. Sorry, brain went for a minute. So in verse 17, and that's basically some of what we're going to see here, what Steve was alluding to. In verse 17 of 2 Chronicles 26, let's read 17 and 18. It says, "Then Azariah the priest entered after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord, valiant men. They opposed Uzziah the king and said to him, 'It is not for you, Uzziah.'" So again, the idea, this isn't something that you're supposed to be doing. You're not authorized to do this. "It's not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, and specifically the sons of Aaron who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have been unfaithful and will have no honor from the Lord God." So think of that in the light of what Steve was saying. I mean, isn't it good to burn these incense? If you're the right person to burn them, yeah. This wasn't for everybody to do. So it even says here that, no, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. The priests tell him to get out of the sanctuary. And then it said that they call it that he was being unfaithful and will have no honor from the Lord. So this is not what the Lord is wanting. But again, we see that it's his pride that got him to this point. And basically, I think that's where we left off in our last class. So we'll pick up we're in lesson 8, but I think it's page 34 in your lesson 8. Page 34. And there's a question. It said, "What did the Lord do to Uzziah?" Okay, that's right. That's right. He struck him with leprosy. And then we see, after being opposed by the priests, let's read verse 19. So the priests just said, "Hey, you know, you need to get out of here." And so they just opposed the king. And so verse 19, we'll pick up there. It says, "But Uzziah, with a censer in his hand for burning incense, was enraged. And while he was enraged with the priests, the leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord besides the altar of incense." Okay, so he's already doing something he's not supposed to be doing. And then he doesn't like that he was opposed. So then he's getting angry. And then so the result of that anger, we see that the Lord starts to do something about that. So he breaks out in leprosy. "And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked at him, and behold, he was leprous on his forehead. And they hurried him out of there, and he himself also hastened to get out, because the Lord had smitten him." King Uzziah was a leper to the day of his death, and he lived in a separate house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. So Uzziah dies, and Jotham becomes king in his place. But remember, as we just read, he was already reigning in Uzziah's place for some time. And now we're going to jump back to 2 Kings. So we'll leave Chronicles. We'll jump back to 2 Kings chapter 15. So we're going to pick back up in Kings. Now, after the death of Uzziah or Azariah, after his death, basically it stops talking about the kingdom of Judah until the end of, we'll see the kingdom of Judah will pick back up in the very end of chapter 15. But remember chapter 15, it started off with the king of Judah. And like I just said, it's going to end up talking about a king of Judah. But here in verse 8, 2 Kings 15:8, it starts talking about the kings of Israel. So we know how it jumps back and forth. It'll talk about some kingdom, and then it'll go back and forth. It might talk about one king, or in this case, several of them. Because this chapter, in one chapter, besides the two kings of Judah, it's going to talk about six different kings of Israel in one chapter. So this chapter talks about six different kings of Israel. 2 Kings 15:8, I have that on the lesson. It says, in the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Zechariah, the son of Jeroboam, became king over Israel in Samaria for 6 months. So I'll put this on there, kind of a time reference as you're going through the lesson. And we see that he's only going to reign 6 months. In verse 9, chapter 15, still in Kings. In verse 9, it says that Zechariah, speaking of Zechariah, it says he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as his fathers had done. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which he had made Israel sin. And Shalom, the son of Jabesh, conspired against him and struck him before the people and killed him. And he reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Zechariah, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. So, Zechariah dies. Now remember whose line Zechariah was from. So, Zechariah dies, and this ends the dynasty of Jehu. So that's, we're going to see here the end of that dynasty. 2 Kings 15:12, which is on your lesson, it shows the Lord's promise to Jehu taking place. So what did the Lord say he would do? And where did we see this promise? So first off, what did the Lord tell Jehu he was going to do for him? Okay, so his sons are the four. He'll have sons of four generations to sit on the throne of Israel. Yes, sir. And where did we see that? Y'all remember back which part of 2 Kings? Okay, 10:30. Okay. So that was in 2 Kings 10:30. Let's jump over there just for a second. So 10:30 said, the Lord said to Jehu, because you have done well in executing what is right in my eyes and have done to the house of Ahab according to all that was in my heart, your sons of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. So this was a result of, because Jehu pleased the Lord in that sense, he had done what he had asked him to do. But also note verse 31. And when we read this, now let's keep this in mind too, because we're going to see this problem continuing over and over what we see here in verse 31. It says, but Jehu, and not limited to Jehu, was not careful to walk in the law of the Lord, the God of Israel, with all his heart. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, which he made Israel sin. So back in 15, chapter 15, that is. Back in chapter 15, verse 12, says, "This is the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Jehu, saying, your sons to the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel." And so it was. So it took place as the Lord said that it would. So after Jehu was king, we had Jehoahaz. We had Jehoash. Then Jeroboam the second. Then who we just read about, Zechariah. So that's the end of his dynasty, and that's the four sons. As verse 10 told us. Or chapter 10, I should say. So that's what we saw there. Now in, again, referring to chapter 15. You know, after Zechariah, it said, verse 10 told us that Shalom killed him. So now in, if you pick up in verse 13, it's going to give some information about him. It says, "Shalom, son of Jabesh, became king in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Judah, and he reigned 1 month." So, short reign there. It says they reigned 1 month in Samaria. Then Menahem, son of Gadi, went up from Tirzah and came to Samaria and struck Shalom, son of Jabesh, in Samaria and killed him and became king in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Shalom and his conspiracy which he made, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. So we see that Menahem kills Shalom. Verse 16, then Menahem struck Tipsah and all who were in it and its borders from Tirzah because they did not open to him. Therefore he struck it and ripped up all the women who were with child. In the 39th year of Azariah, again another time reference, in the 39th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Menahem, son of Gadi, became king over Israel and reigned 10 years in Samaria. So again, if you're doing your chart, you know, we're getting some information you can put down there that might be helpful. So he reigned 10 years in Samaria. And it says that he did evil on the sight of the Lord. He did not depart all his days from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which he made Israel sin. Then we get to a section here that talks about Pul, the king of Assyria. Pul, king of Assyria, came against the land, and Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver so that his hand might be with him to strengthen the kingdom under his rule. Then Menahem exacted the money from Israel, even from all the mighty men of wealth, from each man 50 shekels of silver to pay the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria returned and did not remain there in the land. Now the rest of the acts of Menahem, we see these things over and over. It's going to say that that he did. Are they not written? And then verse 22, and Menahem slept with his fathers, and Pekahiah, his son, became king in his place. And then again, we're going to see more time references. This is one I put on the lesson as well. I tried to put on the lesson just the time reference of that king, just to show us that we're seeing another king of Israel. And in the 50th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekahiah, son of Menahem, became king over Israel in Samaria. And it tells us that he reigned for 2 years. And it also says that he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he made Israel sin. On the lesson, I put a question, says, who conspired against Pekahiah? Pekah, yeah, or however you say it, right? So then, Pekah, son of Remaliah, it says that he's one of his officers. It tells us in verse 25, or the beginning of 25, that he conspired against him. Let's read that. Chapter 15, verse 25. Says, then Pekah, son of Remaliah, his officer, conspired against him and struck him in Samaria, in the castle of the king's house with Argob and Aria. And with him were 50 men of the Gileadites. And he killed him and became king in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Pekahiah and all that he did, behold, they were written in the book of Chronicles and the kings of Israel. So we see here, we're not seeing a whole lot of information about these kings. We're seeing several of them were for short periods of time. Not all of them. But then we're also seeing something they have in common, which will be one of our questions. So I'm not going to answer that yet this time. So in the 52nd year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekah, son of Remaliah, became king over Israel in Samaria, and he reigns 25 years. Now, I asked a question on the lesson. It says, what is a common phrase that is used throughout this chapter concerning the kings of Israel? And then what did they cause Israel to do and how? Okay, so we saw that over and over. It made sure we saw that with every one of these kings, and it's not new to just this section. It's things we've seen all throughout this. And all these kings, they did evil in the sight of the Lord. And what it was referring to, it said that speaking of that king, that he would say he did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, like Sally was saying. And then it tells us what that caused and which made Israel to sin. Because remember that their influence, these kings' influence on Israel. So they made Israel sin. And we see that that's, Pekah did the same. Verse 28 says that he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, which he made Israel sin. So we're going to see that. We saw that through all of these kings of Israel. Any comments, thoughts, questions? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Said it once, or right. Right. No, you're right. He, yeah, good point. He tries to warn them. He sends prophets, but they don't listen. And again, that goes back to choice. They have that choice, but they, you know, they had a reason to listen because they knew who God was, but they chose to do different. Any other thoughts, comments? Okay. In verse 29, says, in the days of Pekah, king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came and captured Ijon, and Abel-Beth-Maacah, and Genoa, and Kadesh, and Hazor, and Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and he carried them captive to Assyria. And Hoshea, the son of Elah, made a conspiracy against Pekah, the son of Remaliah, and struck him and put him to death, and became king in his place in the 20th year of Jotham, the son of Uzziah. And now, as it usually states, now Pekah is dead. So it's going to say that there's other places written. So Pekah's dead. And we see some of the captivity taking place, and Hoshea conspires against him and kills him. We'll see more about Hoshea in chapter 17. We're going to see more about him. But like I already stated, chapter 15 started with Uzziah, or Azariah, the king of Judah. And this chapter will end talking about his son, Jotham. So again, another king of Judah. So verse 32 states some information. It says, in the second year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, became king. So we see him becoming king. And says he was more time references, more stuff for your chart. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jerusha, and daughter Zadok. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord. He did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. But that stopped there. Only the high places were not taken away. People still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord. I asked on the lesson, was Jotham a good king? Yes. Okay. So he was mostly good, but it did, because it said that he was right in the sight of the Lord. But then it said only the high places were not taken away. So he's mostly good. Now, in Kings and 2 Kings, it doesn't say much about Jotham. But we've seen, like we've seen in the past, so we can jump over to Chronicles. And Chronicles is going to say more about Jotham, because he's from the side of Judah. 2 Chronicles 26 spoke about Uzziah, his father. So 26 was basically Uzziah, and 27 is going to talk about Jotham. So 26, Uzziah, 27, Jotham. But you'll notice 27 is not real long either, so still not a whole lot there. But in the first two verses of Chronicles, they basically say the same as what Kings says, or 2 Kings, except for one part that's in the second verse. In 2 Chronicles 27:2 says, however, he did not enter in the temple of the Lord. So, and this was in reference to the first part of verse 2, where it was talking about doing all that his father Uzziah had done. So we see this referenced in Chronicles and not in Kings. In verse 3, it says that he built the upper gate of the house of the Lord, and he built extensively the wall of Ophel. Moreover, he built cities in the hill country of Judah, and he built fortresses and towers and wooded the hills, or on the wooded hills. He fought also with the king of the Ammonites and prevailed over them, so that the Ammonites gave him during that year 100 talents of silver, 10,000 cores of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. The Ammonites also paid him this amount in the second and the third year. So the Ammonites paid 3 years after he had prevailed over them. And we see here that it goes on to say that Jotham became mighty. Says verse 6, so Jotham became mighty because he ordered his ways before the Lord his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, even all his wars and his acts, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, which we saw some of what was written in 2 Kings. It says that he was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And it tells us that he died. He slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Ahaz, his son, becomes king in his place. So now we'll finish this up, jumping back over to Kings. Let's look at 2 Kings. Second Kings 15 says, now the rest of the acts of Jotham. Well, that's basically what we saw. And then 37, in those days the Lord began to send Rezin, king of Aram, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, against Judah. And Jotham slept with his fathers. He was buried with him, or with his fathers, in the city of David, his father. And Ahaz, his son, becomes king in his place. So we see that he dies. We see that in this one short little chapter, chapter 15 of 2 Kings, we have one king of Judah. Then it starts talking about six different kings of Israel and ends with another king of Judah, the son of the first king that we spoke of. So Uzziah, and then his son Jotham. We have like 2 minutes. Any comments, thoughts, or anything? Okay. Sunday, I will be out of town, and Steve will be teaching. So I'm sure more details will come. So I won't be here Sunday. And then that following Wednesday, Lord willing, I should be back. And we will cover lesson 9. And that will be the end of the quarter.